one this week, Warren Zeters and Pretty Little Poison on WRCO-FM Richland Center. Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. We put the wraps on our morning session, and we bring on our news update next, courtesy of Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today could bring significant news in former President Trump's legal battles. Final arguments are expected in Georgia over whether District Attorney Fani Willis can stay on the case involving election interference amid allegations she had an inappropriate relationship with a prosecutor. The former president's expected in court in Florida for a scheduling conference.
This hearing will determine when Trump actually stands trial on the charges of mishandling classified documents. It was originally scheduled for May, but it's almost certain today to be pushed. Special Counsel Jack Smith is suggesting July. That would conflict with the Republican National Convention, so Trump's side says August, but really, Trump is hoping this never goes to trial at all.
That's ABC's Aaron Kutursky. Fire crews in Texas said they made progress on the largest wildfire in state history. It's more than a million acres. And in the Sierra Nevadas of California, the snow has begun to fall. There could be up to 12 feet this weekend. This is ABC News. The Pentagon chief testified on Capitol Hill Thursday about his hospital stay.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin suggesting there may have been confusion over the chain of command during one of his hospital stays. Later, Pentagon spokesperson Pat Ryder assured reporters that wasn't the case.
The secretary or the deputy secretary were in charge at all times.
The president planning no action against the defense secretary for his lapse in communication about medical issues.
At ABC's Andy Field in Washington, in Independence, Missouri, a suspect's in custody after allegedly opening fire on a court employee trying to serve an eviction notice and later a police officer responding to the scene. Both were killed. Jennifer Gully was nearby. She says her son is also a cop.
I'm sorry for the family's loss because there's kids out there and seeing their dads tonight and stuff, so it's just a sad thing.
Number of police officers shot on duty in the U.S. hit a record high, up 62% since 2018. Brian Clark, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 54, tonight a low of 34, sunny Saturday and 62, Saturday night some clouds and 42, and Sunday 71 with a 30% chance of a few rain showers at night. 71 for March 3rd, that's unbelievable, right? Currently in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 40, it is 39 degrees. Today's morning show is next.
Both calves and slaughter cows are steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.90 to $5.70 per pound, with heifer calves $1.70 to $2.40. 80% of the slaughter cows sold over $1.11 and up to a top of $1.29. We did have four either thin or excessively fat cows, and they sold from $80 to $86. Bulls up to $125. Feeder sale is Friday starting at 1. Early consignments include 35 fancy black heifers weighing 650, 12 475-pound Holstein steers vaccinated two times, 3 Holstein steers weighing 650, 6 black calves weighing 450, 11 725-pound Holstein steers, along with several smaller sets of cattle. Feed sale next Wednesday, the 6th at 1 o'clock. Contact Darren Fulmer, Jim, 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market if you have cattle to sell or looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your locally owned, managed market serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs and UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots. There's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list from Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today at Jay's Power Center Reedsburg. Ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
On our morning show today from WRCO, WRCE, it's Friday. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk movies and all the great things going on this year. Plans for the Starlight 14 Drive-In and Center Cinema Twins. And joining us is owner of the Starlight 14 and Center Cinema, Mr. Tony Johnson. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you in here. It's an exciting time to be in the movie industry, isn't it?
It is a very exciting time, and to get the Starlight open is... it's great, and we're kicking off our fourth year, so we're pretty excited, and we got a great group of kids working with us, and just a great movie slate, and I truly mean that. We've had a lot of stops and starts through the years, through COVID and the movie actor strike, and so it's great to kind of just see the light.
You're seeing the light, too. You and I talked before we went on, but movies and going to the actual movie and that experience, you're kind of getting back, overtaking the whole streaming process, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about the projections for future years, and we're actually going to be up 4% over last year, I think, the movie industry at whole. And then actually get back to pre-pandemic numbers in 2026. So it's not that far away.
That's exciting. On the line with us is Ashley Buin, who is a film booker for Marcus Theaters. You work with her quite a lot.
She is my go-to for booking, and I think a lot of people would ask, like, why don't you book your own movies? And after you listen to Ashley, and we've had Kim on before, there's a reason. They are very organized, and you pay their service, but it's very impactful because they plug you into everything that's going on, and they put you right into the infrastructure of getting these movies and making it super simple.
Good. You might want to slip on that headphone there so you can hear her too. So let's bring on Ashley Buin, who is joining us here today for Marcus Theaters. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. Thank you for having me today. So I'm excited.
Is it an exciting time to be working in the movie industry?
It's always an exciting time. So, I mean, like Tony said, like, things are going to ramp up. Like, this, I guess the first quarter is a little light, but now we're, you know, summer. It's going to be coming soon, so the big movies are around the corner, and I'm looking forward to a lot of them, so.
Well, I was excited, and I know Tony was too, and I'm sure you were, Ashley, but watching the Super Bowl and all the movie trailers that showed, how good was that for your industry?
Oh, I think that helped a lot. I think this was like probably the highest Super Bowl viewing experience in a very long time. So I was really excited to see it, like, right off the bat, you know, Wicked and Twisters and, you know, Deadpool and Wolverine that took over, you know, the crate. Like, people are excited. So I think it was great to get so many eyes on, you know, the movies coming up. So
Tony, would you like to ask Ashley a question?
Sure. What are you looking forward to this year, Ashley? As far as a specific movie?
Yeah, I guess I could be pretty typical. I think Wicked is probably one of the girls have been waiting for this movie for years. So I'm excited for that around Thanksgiving. Otherwise, I think Inside Out 2, I'm a Disney lover. So I'm excited to watch that sequel in June. And I mean, there's just a lot of stuff to talk about. I also like horror films. There's another Saw film coming in, you know, September. So I've got a wide range of things I'm looking forward to.
It's amazing, that horror films do so well, because that's not my favorite genre. But boy, there are some people out there that must really like getting scared, Ashley.
Correct. Yeah, it's one of the trends I think you could continue to see. Like, it's just an experience that you can't, you know, witness at home. Like, maybe people have some theater things, but when you're in, a darkened, auditorium, and the sound is like amped up, and like, it's just a totally different experience. I mean, we've one of our benefits, we get to screen movies a little early. So we watched this horror movie called Immaculate, and it's from Neon, and it was just incredible. Like, it's so tons of jump scares. And it's just something like, if you were watching it on a computer screen or at home, like, I don't think it would give you the same feeling. So horror films are going to continue to be just, I think, just taking off, and we'll keep seeing sequels coming, so.
You work with theaters, I'm sure, throughout the whole area and region and everything, but what's unique about working with Tony here at Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In?
I think Tony is fantastic. I love our chats every week. He's just a joy to work with and talk with, and is very, excited about his business. He's always way prepared on his calendars and stuff. I think we've got him going out quite, probably almost the full year for, the outdoor and stuff like that. So, Tony's great. We love working with you. So
that's good. Boy, she's got high praise for you, Tony. I know. I'm impressed.
Wonderful. I just want to jump in. She also, I believe, is the booker for another drive-in.
Correct.
Where's that at?
Door County, there's one that we work with. So
that is actually one of my favorites to attend. We go up north every year to go to Door County, and that is a great drive-in for anybody that wants to check that out.
So, yeah, is it just Starlight 14 Richland Center in Door County that you work with then, Ashley?
For, the outdoors, yes. Otherwise, I do have a number of clients kind of around Wisconsin. There are a couple in Illinois as well. I think I have maybe 18 kind of smaller screens. Like, there's a sixplex, six auditoriums. Otherwise, most of them are two, three screen, independent kind of clients. So I book those, and then we've got another team that, we've got 79 Marcus locations. So, and then every kind of booker has their own territories. So, and I just get clients for now, but it's great working with them. I'm not going to complain. So I'll get some theaters eventually. So.
Awesome. Looking at some of the things as far as how you book films, I'm kind of curious on how that whole process works, Ashley. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to say is it's kind of like a numbers game. Mondays are a crazy day after we get all the numbers in from the weekend for the grosses from studios. So we can see who makes the most money and kind of deserves to hold, another weekend. So a lot of studios, if it's after 1 week and it doesn't work, they're going to try and push to hold their films on full schedules, as many shows as possible. So it's kind of a fight sometimes with studios, kind of like we want to make the best decisions for, our businesses and what's going to bring guests in, despite kind of policies that they've set aside from, overall guest field. So, but basically, you just got to take into account what is coming in this upcoming week, and we kind of got to get rid of the crap that's not performing. But, the older films generally, kind of, especially for Tony, it's small screens, it's quick in, quick out. you don't really have time to like hold on to films for so long because there's just so many films, new films coming out every week that, you know, we want to try and get in. So it's a fun Monday process. Yeah.
I'll bet. The movie industry has really changed because back in the day when I was a kid, especially, well, Tony maybe too, but especially for me, when you lived in a small town, you saw a new movie promoed, it would be about 6 months before you'd get it in your town because, you know, there were actual films, the movie, the canisters had to be delivered to these theaters. Now we're seeing brand new movies in all these small towns, and that's got to be a real benefit for your industry too, isn't it, Ashley?
Oh yeah, I think when we switched to digital, it's been quite a few years. I can't remember when, but it's changed the industry for sure. You know, like you can play as many screens as you want in a building without having to actually physically pick up like this 200-pound, you know, print and move it to another auditorium. So it's changed dramatically, and especially just, you know, alternate content has really taken a big, I guess, step in, like just a couple like shows a week. Like we'll play this special event for, you know, 1 or 2 days and stuff like that. Digital is the way. So, but there are times like we are bringing back some physical print. So I know Oppenheimer was on like 70mm. We had a couple locations. So despite being digital, we are throwing back to, you know, the good old days of actual media. So,
well, Oppenheimer being, a three-hour movie, that had to be a heavy one to carry into the auditorium, I would think, wouldn't it?
I think it was like almost 700 pounds from what I remember from the site telling me. Yeah. It was very big.
Oh, that's crazy. And speaking of which, last year with Oppenheimer and Barbie, I mean, you talk about home run hits back-to-back. What do you see this year? Any of those level Oppenheimer or Barbie movies this year that you can maybe anticipate?
I don't think anything will kind of reach that level of, awareness. Like that social, you can tell social media is a huge help for the movie industry. Like the stuff like that takes off and kids get invested into it. Even like when I think Minions came out and getting like boys dressed up as gentle Minions, like stuff like that makes a huge difference. But I don't know. I know we've got some good movies, but I just can't think of, I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine maybe might bring out something, but there's nothing going up with it. So it's weird times. We're trying to make some stuff. I think last year we were joking about like Saw came out with Paw Patrol. It's gonna, let's do, you know, Paw Patrol and people in the double feature kind of thing. It didn't work, but you know, we were trying to ride the craze on it. So
I'm really looking forward to Dune, and I watched it yesterday. Yeah. So Dune 2, and just the, you know, there's a lot of buzz around it. There's Zendaya in it and Florence Pugh and a lot of great actors and actresses. And I thought it was really done really well. So we're looking forward to this weekend. And I think it's going to hold up and do really, really well across the country. And I think it's going to do well for us. When we showed how things have changed just in a couple of years, we showed Dune. I was just so excited for it. But it also released at the same time on HBO Max. And so we had a whopping like 5 people all weekend come and see it, that in 2021, I think that's going to be a lot different. And we're looking forward to it. And it's just really, really well done. So I hope everybody comes out, check out our show times, and, it's probably going to win some awards.
Yeah, pretty amazing, too, the remakes, you know, and kind of redoing some old ideas. But you mentioned Twister, Ashley, and Ghostbusters has another installment coming out. Those are always winners, aren't they?
Correct. Yeah, Godzilla, there's another one coming up in March as well. So people like their franchises, and then they bring in the people. So and as much as we kind of want original ideas, we will welcome these sequels, I guess, and stuff as much as possible.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add today, Ashley?
I don't think so. It's just, yeah, I mean, just come on out, come to Tony's, come to Marcus, and yeah, we've got tons of movies coming up that are exciting. Like now, like you said, June is going to be the start, and showtime change weekly. So come visit us.
Anything else you'd like to ask her?
I just would want to say that working with Ashley is amazing. And, you know, Kim, her boss, she was on before. But I've actually got to know the leadership team a little bit, just a few leaders from Marcus. And actually, one of their VPs is from Père de Chine. And he found out that I was from Richland Center. Of course, I went to Ithaca. But he, you know, Père de Chine and Richland Center through the years, great rivalry. And so he wanted to make sure that I knew that he won in basketball. You know, they beat him in basketball. So, but just great people, and they're really grounded. And a lot of people don't know that Marcus owns a lot of different other things, like the Pfister Hotel and the Lake Geneva Resort and restaurants, right, Ashley?
Yes, there's a whole plethora of things like this. Oh, can't think of the name. The fun restaurants, but yes, go for it. We got a lot of stuff. It's not just movies, so.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate you being a guest with us here today, Ashley.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Ashley Buellen joining us here on WRCO by phone on our morning show as we talk about the Starlight 14 and everything going on there this weekend. Tony, I always commend you guys for thinking outside the box because you have a lot of things, a lot of plans I know in the works. Maybe you could talk about unique uses of the theater or the outdoor. Anything that comes to mind when I ask you about that?
Yeah, we just recently were hit up by the Driftless Angler, which is a fly shop. And fishing guide store in Vairogua, and we were just blown away. They want to have an event there June 6th, and so we'll be posting more information. But it's about, they're going to show movies or snippets of movies about fly fishing across the United States. But then they're going to have vendors like all the different fly fishing vendors, Orvis, you know, the outfitters. And I, you know, we were talking beforehand. Who knew that fly fishing and fishing in Richland County and kind of this area was so big? But they're planning on to have about 200 people, and that's going to be open to the public and just kind of came out of the blue, and they're really excited. So it's tentatively on June 6th, and we're kind of working out the details, but just super excited for those types of things and always open to it. And then the other thing that's coming up next week, the 14th and the 16th, is Screenagers, which is hosted by Betsy Rossler and Partners in Prevention. And so it's a free showing of this movie, and it's a documentary. And I think for parents and also kids, it's very, very interesting, and just about, you know, screen time and how it impacts us, how we, as parents, we have to, you know, look out for that and kind of adapt in this ever-changing world with TikTok and all the different apps that we have.
And they'll have some special guests there as well. In fact, they were in here on the program yesterday talking about that. But Thursday, March 14th, and then Saturday, March 16th, Screenagers. And is that a free showing then?
Yeah, it is a free showing, yes, on both of the 14th and the 16th.
Okay. And 3 to 4 on Saturday, the 16th, 6:30 to 8 on Thursday, the 14th. So that's an important thing for teenagers and parents alike, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we love bringing in different content. You know, we had The Chosen. We've had all the Chosen episodes. We've been open to, you know, private parties for, you know, different organizations. We've been always open to it. So, and one of the cool things is that Officer Barr from County Police Department came yesterday with the tactical team and cleared out the building just for, you know, doing exercises and with their tactical gear and everything like that. And I was unharmed, and I wasn't arrested. I think some people were texting me. They saw all the cop cars and these guys with their tactical gear on, and they thought that, you know, something was going on. But it was just them going through exercises. I wasn't in trouble.
You were safe.
Yeah, I was safe. I was all good.
One of my favorite stories about uniqueness is last year we were there for the American Graffiti night. We did the retro night. And then the very next night, you hosted a wedding at the outdoor theater.
Yes. It was the parents of the bride were from Lake Geneva, and they wanted to have, the bride wanted to have her wedding at an outdoor movie theater. And it was awesome. And we had our friends from Christie's Sunnyside. Christie was there, and Sue Sharp helped her out. And we had a great time because it was all these people coming in from out of state and outside the area. And they were just in love with the valley and also just the starlight. And so we watched a movie, and it was great, and had a great time with them. And it's always you know, you don't always appreciate it, and to get people from outside the community, they're like, this is amazing. And you're like, yeah, it is. It's pretty awesome to have outdoor movie theater here.
What show did you show at a wedding reception? I'm curious.
I think it was Princess Bride or you know, something of that nature. Yeah.
Like a favorite of the couple
then? Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, it was great to have them. And, you know, they wanted to rent out the facility and do whatever they wanted. And it was wonderful. So we're very thankful for those opportunities if those arise.
And the indoor, you've been able to rent that out for different meetings and groups and everything?
Yeah, we've hosted, it was great. Director of, tourism, Marty, and the mayor and Jason Glassbrenner organized, you know, the lieutenant governor coming because we received a grant. And so it was great to host her. So we're very thankful for them coming. But we've done lots of private parties. I was looking at the count just in the last 6 months, it's been like 20 private parties.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Private showings. So,
and that kind of started during the COVID year. I know you were kind of, you know, getting some people together. That was a unique way to do it, but that's really carried off. That's a new thing that's really taken off, isn't it?
Yeah. There's something about just having a private space for, you know, watching a movie, and it's kind of like the hybrid, right? You don't want to go to theater with everybody, but you don't want everybody at your house. So it's great to just kind of have that meet in the middle and, you know, have a reservation fee and people come in and watch what we have playing.
We have some unique things coming up here in the community this summer. In fact, we're going to talk about that when we come back with Tony Johnson of Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In on today's morning show.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. You know we have records now, and that's Mastodon Records, Greg Woodhouse. Old Cooch Books and Libations, always something new here, and of course, books are always really good here. 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Tony Johnson is our guest here on WRCO Radio as we talk about the upcoming theater season. Never ends at the Center Cinema, but Starlight 14 has been shut down, but you know, not as long as it used to be. You guys are very optimistic. When is your first weekend, supposedly?
It would be March 30th, but actually we're going to be open for dinner from 4 to 7 on March 9th, so that's coming up next week, and we just want to get everything up and going, and it takes a little bit of effort to kind of get the old girl back into, you know, working order. So we're excited. And then we'll open it up on 3:30 for Godzilla vs. Kong, the new one. We wanted to slide in for 3:23 the weekend before, but there's so many of our staff that are out on a band trip. And, you know, Holly and I really want to honor that and not push it. And, you know, we just really appreciate all the young kids that work for us and staff, and they teach us a lot, and hopefully we give them a few things to learn too. So very thankful.
The outdoor has been open now just about every month except January and February.
January and February, yep. And we've already planned out the rest of the year, so we'll be open one time in December, one time in November, one time in October. We're going to skip Halloween this year. Halloween is not a great it's tough sometimes. The indoor will be, you know, full throttle. But in September, we're going to show, something unique. So, you know, Beetlejuice 2. So we're going to have that at the after the fair. So it'll be the third and fourth week.
Beetlejuice 2. Wow. Is that a new one?
Yes, that'll be a new one. And it'll have a lot of the old cast in it.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, Michael Keaton and all the folks.
But the other thing that's exciting is upcoming Sunday nights. Now, I know you did a couple of these this last year, but tell me about the whole thought process and what you're looking at doing this summer at the outdoor on Sundays.
Yeah, so we struck up a partnership last year with Jenkins and 80 German Warehouse, and we showed a lot of their movie, you know, anything that connected to Frank Lloyd Wright. We showed a movie a month, and they got in for their membership pass. And we decided, hey, let's shake it up and let's show an old movie at the outdoor. And I can't remember what the title was, but
Summer Place.
Yeah, Summer Place. That's what it was. And it was like 1953, 56, something like that, I want to say. And it was a beautiful night. And there was probably about 30 to 40 people there. And I just loved it. I loved it because it was like a beautiful night in the valley and showing an old movie. It was like, this is what it's meant to be.
And the color in those old movies is better than today, I think, the Technicolor or whatever it was.
Yeah, Technicolor. And actually, I think the audio is better. You know, it's more standardized. And it was just a great to see everybody and to sit in the green grass and the green space and watch that movie and everybody just enjoy it. So it was great to see, Marty Richards was out there with his wife and Jane and her friends. And that's kind of what it's about, right?
It is. Well, can you give us a little bit of a preview of what might be showing this summer? Can you unveil that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think somebody also was chosen to pick a movie, right?
I believe I was one of the honored ones, yes.
So we're going to have a series of them, I think 5 or 6 of them. And so I hit up yourself, Phil, and Bill Muth, and Marty Richards, and Jane, and a couple other people. And basically on Sunday nights, and that's actually posted on our schedule, we're going to have some... You know, just kind of like a editor's choice, you know, like a wine club, like they get to pick out the movie. And it's going to be for $5. So Sunday night, $5, these 6 Sunday nights in the summertime, and basically a classic movie or a movie that you like. And we're really super excited to be able to share that with everybody.
The schedule, and it's tough because you pose that question to me, and I'm thinking, okay, do something that maybe only Phil Nee would attend and want to see? Or are we kind of looking at maybe more than one person would be interested? But the movie that I went with is Smokey and the Bandit, because I just feel like that one is a funny movie. It appeals to different ages, and I think might be the only movie I ever remember my dad taking me to. So we went to the old Eskin Theater to watch that, and I remember him getting such a kick out of Jackie Gleason in that part there. So that was my choice, because I wanted to go with a comedy.
Oh, that's great. And we have, like, Jane's pick is Long, Long Trailer. It's with Lucy and Desi.
Oh, yes. Okay. From the 50s.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we just have we haven't put Marty's down, but I think it's like Caddyshack or, you know, Stripes or something like that.
Okay, so, sure.
But Ben Kulsh, he chose Dr. Zhivago. And, you know, of course, we have Smokey and the Bandit and just some really great movies that we want to slide in there. So we're excited. And just shake it up a little bit, because one of the, you know, I mentioned the Door County drive-in is really spectacular, but they show new movies. And then there's another drive-in in Wisconsin, it's out of Franklin, Wisconsin, and they only show classic movies or older movies, and they do a great job. And it's kind of like the Starlight. I want to be able to pair those up and kind of have a hybrid.
How difficult is it to get those older movies? Because I know it used to be a real challenge when you actually had to get the print and the film, the canisters delivered, but it's got to be easier than it used to be, right?
It's easy except for Disney. So nothing out of Disney Vault. Sometimes they let a few things out once in a while, but not really. So it really needs to be Warner Brothers or, you know, one of the other studios. And so we make sure we kind of vet that before we get too far into it. But anything Universal or whatever, you go into the vault and they're pretty awesome to deal with.
Yeah, and a lot of people, that appeals to them, even though you could probably watch it, pull it up, stream it, or find the DVD or even the VHS copy. There's something about seeing it on the big screen, isn't it?
Yeah, I get reminded how special it is, and you probably hear me over, you know, talk about how great it is, and great it is, of course, I own the business, right, or one of the owners of the business. But I was interviewing somebody at my job, and I was getting to know them. They just actually got brought in, so it was part of their onboarding process, and it was a director. And I said, this person asked me, "Oh, where do you live?" And I said, "Oh, near Richland Center or Spring Green." And I just always say Spring Green, near Spring Green. And she goes, "Oh, I like to go out near Spring Green." I go, "That's beautiful." And she goes, "My favorite thing is the drive-in movie theater." I go, "Really?" And I said, "What did you think of it?" And she's like, "It's great." And I said, "I heard the owners are pretty cool."
the other story that I like, if you would tell about this couple that did not know that you were one of the owners, and they came upon you when they visited the Starlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I worked with this couple in one of my previous jobs, and they came to the Starlight during COVID, you know, kind of the heart of COVID, and they showed up and they see me at the ticket booth. It was right before we had Bill come on board, and they look at me like, "Oh, Tony," and they just kind of looked like, this is, you know, I left my previous job, and they're like, "Oh, this is what he does. You know, it's the ticket booth." Then I came over.
Part-time at the theater.
Yeah, part-time ticket booth, yeah. The insurance is great, you know.
You let them go for a little while thinking that, you know, you're down on your luck just taking tickets on the weekends.
I did. Yeah. I played them a little bit.
I know you were talking about some of the help, and you get great support from the community. Tell me about the Youth Apprentice Program that you guys have.
You know, we tapped into the Youth Apprentice Program that's at Richland Center High School, and, you know, we've had discussions with other high schools too, and they've been very open to it. But we have two Youth Apprentice right now, and it's Kaylee Nee and Lucy Joyce, and just absolutely awesome experience. They get to, you know, take on a lot of operational tasks, you know, someone be a leader in the group. And so it's great to have them on board. It's a 450-hour commitment in a year. So they have quite a commitment. You know, we can't pay them like maybe some other jobs do, but what they get is a lot of great experience. And one of the things that I, you know, you always think that, oh, what are people getting from this experience? And, you know, just all the cross-functional jobs that you have, whether it's customer service or, you know, Kaylee does all of her payroll, which I think is just, and scheduling, which is a huge task that probably no one wants. And Lucy takes care of a lot of our private showings and following up with people and doing marketing. And they do a great job, and it's a lot of learnings. And so the part of, I guess, growing up is just those experiences and what you learn.
Those experiences will help them later in life for another job, I'm sure, or whatever they choose to do.
Yeah, and I think we do, you know, we hear a lot from the kids that have left or the kids that are a little older, and they're always asking for letters of recommendation and using that. So it's just a great experience to be able to, something about a movie theater and that experience is pretty awesome.
Tell me about concessions. Any changes for those in the new year?
Yeah, I think we're going to introduce a half-pound burger. So I think we're going to, we kind of kick the tires on that. So we're going to enjoy that. And just, you know, kind of, I'm actually heading off to a food show right now. So we're going to have a few little tweaks, but always a great hamburger, always great quality food. And we're just really excited. So we hope we see people at the dinner at Starlight. And you can see it on our Facebook page. And you can click a link if you want to pre-order, whatever you want to do, or just show up. And we're just excited to kick the tires on the Starlight and get it ready for the season.
That will be next weekend already.
Yeah, absolutely.
How fast time goes, because I know you've talked about it, you know, during our Friday program the last couple of months, and it seemed like a long ways off.
Yeah, February went like a blink.
It did. So again, what's showing this weekend in Richland Center?
Yeah, at the indoor, it is Dune 2, which I can't really say enough about. Even if you haven't seen the first one, it's really great, great cast. A comedian, I just heard a comedian talk about it, is really well done, but he called it sleepy Star Wars. And I would say it's just a little less, like sci-fi. It's a little bit a great story. And it's based on a series of books, Frank Herbert's books. And then we have The Beekeeper, which is a Hank request. So I wanted to bring it in.
You better put the pressure on Hank. He needs to go to that. He wanted you to bring The Beekeeper in.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to hear requests. And then Chosen, episodes 7 and 8. We're finishing up that series. And then we'll go into next week, which we'll have Kung Fu Panda 4 and then also Dune 2.
Fine. Yeah. The Chosen, that's been a great series. And a lot of people started watching that. You know, I guess that was another COVID show that a lot of people probably binged watched and things like that. But how cool is it to bring it to the big screen?
It's great. And thank you to Don Bushnell Ministries and Newhouse for sponsoring it and giving free showings. But it's just great to get people into show different content and get people into the theaters. And that's what we love, whether it's a Taylor Swift concert. I mean, that was amazing to watch all those people come and, you know, get excited for Taylor Swift or Chosen. It just, you know, shake it up, whether it's screenagers, just be able. It's never our, you know, Tony Brent Holly's theater. It's the community's theater, and we really look at that because we want to open it up to all the different content.
Yeah, and you do a good job with that. So coming up here this weekend, you've got some great movies throughout the spring. You've got great stuff going on, and if anybody is interested in booking the theater for something else, you're always open for suggestions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll take time out and come back with a final word about the theaters in Richland Center in just a moment when our morning show continues.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Central Boarding House Antiques.
This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Our morning show conversation continues with Tony Johnson, Center Cinema Twins and Starlight 14. We started talking last year about the upcoming effort to revamp your marquee. And what's the status of that this year, Tony?
Yeah, we still continue to, you know, throw it out there to the community. And I think we're inching closer and closer. And I think we got something cooking to be able to fund that. And I think the output of that or the byproduct of that, I think it'll benefit the whole community in multiple ways.
Good. And some changes for the outdoor? Anything coming up that you can talk about?
I think mainly at the indoor, we're going to have a professional come in and check the sound and make sure the sound is up to snuff. And then, you know, in the installation of the new chairs, if you haven't been at the indoor, you should check them out. We have great chairs
They're comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
And maybe some other chairs are coming this year?
Yeah, I think we've been working with our friends at Marcus, but also their installer. They have another company that works, and we've gotten to get to know them. And the reality is that we'd love to have like actual sofa recliners, like leather sofa recliners, just a few rows in each theater. So we're going to keep that on, keep our eye open for those, because I think it'll just add a lot of just a nice panache to the theaters and upgrade. And it was funny because we had Ashley on, I knew that we were going to get the seats, but I didn't know where. And so I just happened to be in Milwaukee for something, and she was like, I said, hey, Ashley, if I was to go sit in these seats that I may or may not get, where would I be? And she's like, I would continue to drive south, you know. And she was telling me, so I went in and watched a movie at one of the Marcus, but it was great to check them out. But yeah, we're trying to just always make it better experience and always improve, so we're just super excited.
I would like to have some of those chairs in my house, because they're nice and comfy.
Yeah, might take a nap.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. It's got to be an exciting movie to keep me awake. When you installed the chairs that you have, I understand there were a lot of years of syrupy soda underneath there.
There was. We had to use oven cleaner, and then it's there's a lot underneath that concrete that you just didn't know about. So it's always a journey, but it's great, and it's great to put the new seats in the theater and just kind of give it an upgrade.
Do you have memories of going to the Eskin Theater, and if so, what any movie that comes to mind or anything?
Yeah. Actually, Bill was going to have one of the classic Sundays, Bill Muth, and a great guy, and we couldn't operate without him, and so we're excited to see him this summer. And he picked Three Men and a Baby as a, you know, classic Sunday movie, because it was when Lisa and Bill bought that was like the big movie at the time, and they like sold out for like 4 weeks or something crazy like that.
Okay.
And I remember going there seeing Three Men and a Baby. That was a great movie. And Steve Guttenberg was in it, if you remember.
Sure.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. Yep.
Right. And the other dad was, it wasn't Tom Selleck, was it?
Maybe.
Kind of. Yeah, I think so. It's been a while.
Yeah, been a while. But that was the, I remember that movie, and I remember seeing E.T. in that movie, or in that movie theater. So that,
oh, sure.
That was pretty impactful.
E.T. was, I think they brought that back and re-released it, too, a few years later. But it was a big hit in 1982. I remember seeing it there, and along with a lot of other movies. I have just really great memories. And you mentioned Marty's Choice, but there was a stretch in the late 70s and early 80s where my friends and I would go to the theater just about every weekend, and there was a run of, okay, Animal House and Meatballs and the Blues Brothers and Caddyshack and so on and so forth. You know, I mean, it was like Stripes. There's another one. And they're all ones that people still watch. They're hilarious.
It was a great run. Great run of content. So it's great memories. So that's what the theaters are about, is just kind of being with your family and friends and kind of enjoying that experience.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Boy.
Or do you have to put it in genres?
I think I probably have to put it in genres. Oh, yeah. But I will say this, the best movie that I saw at the Starlight through the years is when we first owned it, and it's Tenet, and it's by Christopher Nolan, who did Oppenheimer. And it's a little, it was mid-COVID, not a lot of people saw it, but it's really good.
Okay.
It's really well done, but yeah, so it's probably one of my favorite. I don't know, just nostalgia-wise and the memories associated with the Starlight.
Sure. I think I've told you before, Almost Famous is mine. Still like that one after all these years. So, and I had considered picking that for my movie, too. But again, I'm not sure, you know, if they'd have wide appeal. Probably be Phil and his dog Squirt sitting there, and then be about it, you know, at the theater.
So. That's okay. We'd still have you. We'd open up.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add about the season coming up?
No, just really excited for the season. You know, we're also want us to just say thank you to all the sponsors, and I could go through the whole list, but you know who you are, and we're just very thankful for all the support through the years, and just want to say thank you to all of them.
Well, I'm just really happy that we still have a theater, because a lot of times towns our size don't have them. So thanks to you and Holly and Brent and the whole gang for that. I think about our theater experience. I think about our roller rink experience at Galaxy Skate Center. That makes Richland Center unique, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's interesting. We have some friends from Sauk City, and they were just in town. And I was like, oh, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, skating. And I was like, wow, that's such a big draw. So good on them for... Mm-hmm. You know, keeping the skate Galaxy Skate open and how great it is.
Same thing. Thanks a lot, Tony,
you
for
bet.
Coming by. You
Thank
betcha.
You.
Tony Johnson joining us on WRCO's Morning Show.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery service is available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. This year marks 135 years for the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Mark, so many things have changed over that century and three decades plus. But I have to think there are some, the real core values of funeral service have probably not really changed that much.
They really haven't. If you get down to what a funeral service is, a celebration for someone, remembrance of someone, or writing the obituary, you know, the core is still the same. Now, people may say a lot of things have changed, and in a way, they have. You know, the attire of people, who attends, how they attend, all of those things have changed. But the importance of remembering someone, of having a funeral, of sitting down with your friends and neighbors and discussing them and remembering them and looking through pictures and writing an obituary and remembering people and putting in that obituary for genealogy purposes. A lot of people like that. You know, it helps you remember not just your loved one, but your loved one's parents, their siblings, their family, their life, different things that they were involved in, their history, how they were important to you, to their community, to just people around you. So that's a core value. And to remember them is also helping you with your grief process. You may not think so or see it right away, but to forget someone, to forget people, doesn't really help. To not say your loved one's name, to not remember them, to not bring them up during family events and celebrations. And that's one of the reasons it goes back to when we have our service remembrance, is we talk about the importance of remembering them. So those core values are still there. Remember your loved one. Their life was important. You were a vital part of their life, and they were a vital part of your life. It's important to remember them, to love them, and celebrate who they were as a person, and in many ways try to take all of the good parts from them, emulate them, and make yourself a better person going forward.
When we think about 135 years and all that's been accomplished and all the service that's happened because of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mark, what do you hope as you look forward to the future and you think about where you've been and where you'd like to be able to go?
Sure. In looking forward, we hope that a lot of that tradition can carry on, can remain. The importance, what I hope is that people do remember the importance of, you know, celebrating their loved one. I would say having a funeral service, but some people don't like a funeral service. So necessarily that may not be the thing, but in a way of how do we change how you view it as a funeral service to how do you view it as a remembrance? We could say a celebration of life because that's the very common term right now, but it's really more of a remembrance. How are you going to remember your loved one? So that's what I look forward to going forward, is how are we going to celebrate and remember people as important to each of us individually, to our town, to our world, because we all have an impact on everyone else and we're very entangled with everyone else. So I think my hope going forward is that we remember that we remember all the positive things, in that even in society, we remember things like we do at funerals. For funerals, we forget all the bad things, you know, every person that hurt you or all those things that happen, you focus on the good, which I think would be something for us just overall to remember, is don't focus on the bad of people. Focus on the good, which I think is something that we could take from funerals and put into our day-to-day life, is, you know, we're not going to talk bad about them. We're not going to say bad things. We're not going to have bad thoughts. We're just going to, you know what? Let's just remember the good. You know, there's been bad things done. There's no person that has died that has done everything perfectly. But if you get to their funeral and you hear about them, you know, what do? We focus on the good, which I think is very important. Let's not focus on the bad. Let's focus on the good and everything that they bring to the table and have helped us with and made us who we are today.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit
PrattFuneralService.com.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Crews say they've made progress fighting the largest fire in Texas history. It's now 5% contained, but it's more than a million acres in the panhandle, which is livestock country. ABC's Jim Ryan says it's been destroying hay and feed.
Rancher Gary Alexander says it isn't just the feed, but the animals themselves take